This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, July 4th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Yesterday, U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer announced that the Jamestown Tsklallam Tribe has been awarded a $25 million RAISE discretionary grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. This grant will be used to replace the Big Quilcene River Bridge on Linger Longer Road. The new bridge will have pedestrian infrastructure and will also replace flood-prone segments of Linger Longer Road. Ron Allen, Tribal Council Chairman of the Jamestown Tsklallam Tribe, said, quote, "We will also upgrade the levee system to ensure that the Linger Longer community has a high level of flood protection. The tribe and the Hood Canal Salmon Enhancement Group will also construct a renatured river channel through this reach that will have world-class salmon habitat to produce large numbers of salmon for the benefit of treaty tribes and non-treaty fishers. In addition, restoration of the floodplain will provide significant benefits for shellfish habitat in Quilcene Bay," unquote. Naval magazine Indian Island received a new commander last week. Navy Commander Andrew Krause passed the torch to Commander Todd Galvin in a traditional ceremony involving the piping ashore of Krause and the piping aboard of Galvin. Naval magazine Indian Island, the Navy's premier deepwater ammunition port on the West Coast, was established in May 1941. It dominates the 2,700-acre Indian Island and has more than 100 ammunition magazines, bunker-like structures that hold munitions ranging from ship-launched missiles to small arms ammunition. As reported in the PT Leader, Navy Rear Admiral Mark Sicato, commander of Navy Region Northwest, said, quote, "I think Indian Island has done an exceptional job over the last 3 years under Commander Krause. They met every requirement in support of their various customers, which include the Navy, the Army, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, as well as our allies throughout the Pacific," unquote. Galvin comes to Indian Island following his service as the lead for rotational global force management processes in the Future Operations Directorate at U.S. Africa Command. As a Navy aviator, he has logged more than 2,300 flight hours in the SH-60B and MH-60R Seahawk, both Navy workhouse helicopters. Investigators from the Clallam County Sheriff's Office and other area agencies are continuing to investigate an incident that occurred in Clallam Bay last Thursday night. 39-year-old Charlotte Louisa Lopez was found by the Clallam County Sheriff's dead from a gunshot wound inside a travel trailer. Deputies identified a suspect on the property and developed probable cause for his arrest. An autopsy is pending. Cipriano Ojeda Ibarra, 55, was taken into custody by deputies at the scene and later booked into the Clallam County Correctional Facility for murder second-degree domestic violence. Ojeda Ibarra is believed to be the victim's stepfather. The National Weather Service is predicting above-average temperatures for the remainder of the week. Dry conditions combined with high temperatures and low relative humidity will lead to elevated critical fire weather conditions across the state this week. The Washington State Department of Health has these tips for staying cool and safe during heat events. Watch the forecast, dress for the weather, a sunscreen with high UV protection is a good precaution, drink plenty of non-alcoholic fluids, keep your home cool, head to a cooling center, and prevent wildfires. Which leads us to the annual discussion of fireworks. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Facebook page reports, quote, "In response to the prevailing high-level fire hazard conditions and due to the recommendation on June 29, 2023 of high fire danger by the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, Jefferson County Fire Marshal Phil Chichera, in unanimous agreement with all Jefferson County fire chiefs, has announced the implementation of a comprehensive fire restriction, which includes the ban of fireworks. This proactive measure aims to ensure the safety and well-being of our community, as well as to prevent the outbreak of potentially devastating fires during this period of heightened risk," unquote. For those who insist on fireworks for their 4th of July, Clallam County has no such restrictions. There are fireworks at 10:15 p.m. at Pebble Beach in Port Angeles, dusk at Tillicum Park in Forks, and at 10 p.m. at Kerry Blake Park in Squim. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.